Last year, less than 40% of Alaska's third graders were proficient in reading, according to a statewide assessment test. The Alaska Reads Act looks to change that outcome. There are three main parts to the Senate bill. It would require all elementary schools to have preschool programs with certified teachers. It would create a statewide reading program with increased screenings to help students meet reading proficiency by third grade. And it requires districts to hold students back if they aren't reading well enough. The bill would allow districts 6 years to implement the changes.
We have heard while we were up in Juneau that this is a fast-moving bill.
Marla Tomsky is the Petersburg School Board president.
Both sides, the House and the Senate, expect that it will probably, most likely, make it through and arrive at the governor's desk in some form.
There's still a lot of questions about what form that will be. The pages of the bill keep growing. The Reads Act was created by Senator Tom Begich, a Democrat from Anchorage, along with Governor Mike Dunleavy. It looks to screen students from kindergarten through third grade and intervene when students or schools are having trouble. The overall opinion of the Petersburg School Board was that they want to support young kids reading, but details of the bill are troublesome. Superintendent Erica Kluepainter.
This is the first time they've ever really put money toward early childhood education in this state, which that's a good thing, a great thing. I mean, recognizing that how important it is, but not a lot of conversation with the local communities about what might currently already be in place.
The act would require an elementary-run preschool as one option for all students. Petersburg already has several private preschools in town, and Kluepainter says the district is reaching out to them to work together.
It's a difficult conversation to think about being in competition with established programs that are already here in our communities.
Then there's the retention part of the bill, or holding kids back a grade if they're having problems with reading. Students would be screened 3 times a year, and if they're not reading well enough, they would be held back unless they're exempt for specific reasons. That could include being a new English language speaker or students that have an individualized education program, or IEP. Again, Board President Marla Tomsky.
It does not sound like it's optional. It sounds like it is very difficult to get out of. Like, you are retaining unless.
Superintendent Kluepainter says there are many other factors that should be considered for retention, like social-emotional components. She says holding kids back for maturity levels can help, but not just for academic reasons.
Kids don't really catch up academically. It's just not what the research bears out. So it needs to be done very, very carefully if it is done.
As for creating a statewide reading program, the local school board says Petersburg already has those requirements in place, but noted that they've heard from other districts that do not.
And again, nobody's arguing that kids being able to read by third grade isn't critically important. I don't think anybody's, you know, arguing that part of it, but it also doesn't take into account the many, many other factors that weigh into a child's education.
The Petersburg Board's sentiments were shared by the executive director of the Association of Alaska School Boards. Norm Wooten, in his testimony to the Senate Education Subcommittee, said he supports the bill and applauded many parts of it. But he, too, questioned some of the details, including the required retention of students. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.